We continue to preview races in the March 15th Illinois primary. The 15th U.S. Congressional District is the largest district geographically in the state of Illinois, covering parts of 33 counties and stretching from Collinsville near St. Louis to Danville in far eastern Illinois, all the way south to the Illinois-Kentucky border. State Senator Kyle McCarter of Lebanon in St. Clair County is challenging 10-term incumbent John Shimkus in the 15th District Republican primary. McCarter has received financial support from the Club for Growth Political Action Committee and has attacked Shimkus for voting in favor of the budget omnibus bill in December, negotiated by President Obama, a Democrat, and Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan. I spoke with McCarter about his race against Shimkus and why he would have voted against that budget omnibus bill.
Compromises are typically what we think of as a win-win solution. That was not a win-win. That was a white flag surrender to President Obama and Nancy Pelosi's budget. I mean, you know, this, the problem with this is we've got people negotiating for us that have not had to negotiate for a living, like I have in business for the last 25 years. You know, when you have to negotiate with your own money, you tend to come out with a lot better results versus when you're using somebody else's money. And so what was done there is our congressman voted to increase the debt by trillions of dollars and for additional spending. He funded Planned Parenthood, for which he protested against in the district. And then he marches right up there and votes to fund it twice, once in the continuing resolution and in this lousy spending omnibus bill. And a lot of people say, well, would you have been willing to shut down the government over Planned Parenthood? Absolutely, I would have.
As you look at your time in the Illinois legislature as a state senator, what things do you point to there as things you've been able to accomplish, things you've been able to fight for in your district in the Illinois legislature?
Well, I've been able to bring a lot of business experience to the legislature. And when I got here, I'm not sure anybody knew what workers' comp was. Now, I've experienced the pain of workers' comp in this state, you know, personally. And so I've been able to bring that passion to the state. We're very close to a reform in workers' comp. We've had one small reform already. We had one reform bill on unemployment insurance reform, which is another thing that I've been working for the whole time I'm here. The other thing is the synthetic drug bill, which passed just this last year and became law January 1. That was something that I authored, and we believe that's going to save so many lives of young people, especially in my district, where synthetic drugs has been a problem. And we believe that law, if it's the toughest in the nation, is going to spread throughout the United States and become the law of the whole land. And that's in the super minority. Hey, if I can get something done in the super minority, I think I can get something done in New York.
One of the things that stands out when you look at the 15th district on a map is that it's a very large district geographically. How have you tried to get to know the district that, you know, stretches from all the way up near us in Danville all the way down to the Illinois-Kentucky border?
Well, you spend a lot of time in the car, that's for sure, and you spend very little time at home, and that's what I've done. But it's I tell you what, the American values that you see in this district are awesome. I mean, people, they're not asking for the government to give them anything. They just want an opportunity to work. And you know, one of the first things I do with the Republican president, whether that be Cruz, Trump, or whoever it is, I would say, Mr. President, you know, I need you to reverse every EPA rule that has killed jobs in southern Illinois and put these coal miners back to work. I need you to reverse every executive order that's killed jobs in southern Illinois, reverse it, and put our people back to work. The resources that we have, one of the greatest, is hardworking people, and I've seen them face to face. So it's big, but it's a big district, but it's got good people in it, and it takes a little work to get there, but they're worth serving.
You mentioned the districts, the way they're drawn. Certainly, that's something that's done throughout the country. You know, whoever's in control of a state tends to draw the districts in a way that is favorable to them. That's something President Obama talked about when he spoke at the state capitol earlier this year. Would you support federal legislation to draw independent congressional maps?
Of course. I think, you know, I mean, what we've seen in the 15th is an example of how it shouldn't be done. You shouldn't, you know, as a sitting congressman, you shouldn't be able to go to your Democrat friends or whoever's in charge of the map and say, hey, draw me in. Let an independent commission, as we will get the chance to vote for here coming in November, let an independent commission draw the map. Let the people pick their politicians, not politicians, picking their voters. It's got to be that way.
Final question for you, Senator. You've mentioned, obviously, you're hoping for a Republican to win the office of president here this year. Certainly possible that a Democrat wins that office. If we end up kind of in a similar situation and you are elected to Congress, you've got a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled Senate, and a Democrat in the White House. You mentioned wanting to take kind of a tougher line. What are some areas you think you could work with a Democrat to get some things accomplished in Washington?
Well, I think just like I've worked, across the aisle here in the state, I mean, this is not personal. I think you have to appeal to what people want. And what, politicians like coming home and getting accolades for doing good things. Well, let's think of some good things they can do for the people. Let's think of some ways that they can create jobs for the people. And get recognized for it. If that's what the other side wants, I'm willing to help them do that. And as long as it lines up with free market principles, I'm going to be there and I'm going to work on it. Just because you can be vocal and loud doesn't mean you're always argumentative. It doesn't mean that you're not always looking for a solution. And I don't care who that's with. I don't care what party it's with. To be honest, I don't think there's as big a difference between parties today and how they act as everybody thinks. Now, I think the principles that they were founded on and what their platform is different. But unfortunately, we've got a lot of Democrats and Republicans that act just alike. I'm always, as I have for the last 7 years, willing and able and ready to work with people to bring about something that's the net effect is good for the people.
That's State Senator Kyle McCarter of Lebanon, Illinois, who's running against incumbent John Shimkus in the 15th Congressional District Republican primary March 15th. McCarter currently lives just outside the 15th District, but says he will move to Effingham, which is in the district, if he wins the primary. There are no Democrats running for the nomination in this highly Republican district. On Thursday, we'll hear from the incumbent, John Shimkus.